A Southern California for-profit college is closing next week. KPCC's Adolfo Guzman Lopez reports that this college has a very different story than the large for-profit chains that have closed in recent years.
A technical college takes up an entire second floor of a building in Huntington Park's business district. Last month, the school told Amelia Lucas and its 79 other students that the campus was closing.
I was worried what was going to happen to me and my classmates as well. I was pretty shocked.
The college's one-year programs train people to become medical assistants, administrative assistants, and, like Lucas, massage therapists. It's an independent, small school where students say they get more hands-on instruction. The college has been taking that approach for decades. The school began 40 years ago giving very different instruction. That's when founder Sarah Christie moved to Los Angeles from Chile and joined her brother selling industrial sewing machines.
But the people start asking me how I can sew a zipper, how I can attach a collar. I didn't know. So I hired an instructor. So I said, thank you very much, brother, but I will open my own school.
For decades, the school grew, until apparel manufacturing in L.A. shrunk to an asterisk. About 5 years ago, Christie shifted instruction.
We start with medical assistant, with professional administrative assistant, prepare the people for working there. Then we start with the HIT, that's health information technology. So we were growing, growing, growing.
She recruited students who wanted a professional career, but not one that requires a four-year degree. Amelia Lucas was looking for career training and practical advice, which she says she never learned in high school.
They taught us how to be employees, but they never taught us how to lead and own our own business.
Lucas says she's had problems taking a leadership role on projects. She credits a technical college massage therapy instructor, Pete Casas, with changing that.
They learn how to communicate, and they know how to negotiate, they know how to debate, they know how not to be taken advantage of in the real world when it comes to business, and that's what's being taught here.
Casas's approach and his students' progress shed light on some of what is working in the for-profit college industry, highlights often lost behind the headlines of fraud investigations and tightening regulations. Debbie Cochran keeps track of for-profit colleges at the Institute for College Access and Success in the Bay Area.
That for-profit colleges, and particularly small ones that have really made a solid name and reputation for themselves in a local community, can rely on that reputation.
Founder Christie worked for decades to build that reputation, but has found it a challenge to attract new students.
I think that we didn't do the right publicity. We didn't do the marketing.
State filings point to why some of the word-of-mouth referrals may have been hard to come by. More than a third of A-Technical's graduates in 2017 didn't end up working in the field they studied. Most of those who did complete the program said they earned only between $20,000 and $25,000 a year. The school's one-year programs cost $14,000, but most students take a year and a half to finish, and many graduate with loan debt. Christie said the decision to close was clear when enrollment shrank by half in the last several years to 80 students now. The college is one of about 46 for-profits in the state that have closed so far this year. State and federal laws protect students at chartered schools. Advocate Debbie Cochran says it's important for students to know their options.
Students who are enrolled in schools that close have some really tricky questions to sort out for themselves,
such as whether to transfer to another for-profit college or have their federal loans wiped clean and start a new program somewhere else. Representatives of the state's Bureau for Private Postsecondary Education have visited A-Technical to provide information, and the school is also doing outreach. Covering higher education, I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez.